Land Board meeting to order. I know we've all had the opportunity to review the minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Let's go to the first action item, easements.
Governor, there's it's a short agenda today, easements. We have a number of easements you can find on about the third page of your package, a list of them. Department of Transportation, Three Rivers Communication, Northwest Energy, Gallatin County, Ronald Munson, Pondere County Canal and Reservoir Company, and Valerie Wadman. The department recommends granting the easements for all.
Is there any public comment on any of the easements? Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Next action item.
The next action item, 114-2, is a report from the department back to the land board on our tribal governments meeting we held in at the end of October. It was very successful. I know that all of you had a chance to attend. The commissioner did not, but her staff was there in full attendance and did a great job. I think the conference was very well received by the tribal representatives, as well as very educational for the department staff. We learned a lot. There was good engagement about working on our state lands across the state and the importance of those lands to the tribes of Montana. Of the seven nations, six were represented. Blackfeet were not able to attend, and the Little Shell were not able to attend. So, all in all, very good attendance, great engagement. There was also an opportunity at the end to look at a site near the Shields River on an Ansic site, very, very old, and repatriation of some, an interment of some bones were discussed. And very, you know, that to me was as educational as any moment prior to it, because it really is a sensitive issue, and people were doing it for the right reasons, but there was a lot of emotion in it, and it was very educational to understand. And this is, you know, private land. We don't have any direct relationship to it, but it gives us an idea of what it means if we were to find a site on state lands and how we might go forward in addressing it. So all in all, a very good conference. We have provided you with a report that has some recommendations. One is some more specific training for the department staff. We just went through the statewide cultural awareness training, very successful that Director Smith led. But that doesn't get down to what we do as our job. We have field people working our lands, and we're trying to develop a training mechanism that would really provide education for our field staff that, as they go into the field, they could maybe identify sites more readily, manage our contracts, and be assured that we're doing a good job of it. So we're developing that course right now. We're invited to and encouraged to come to the tribal councils and to the offices of the various tribes to build relationships. Some of my staff have already begun to do that within their regions to reach out, and I'm developing a schedule for the spring to go out and meet with the various tribal councils and their staff. As we build better relationships amongst us, we'll know what our priorities are. We certainly have strong relationships in certain areas, but we can do better. DNRC is also going to be providing better scoping information to the tribal government so they understand and can, if they want to, engage with the department as we move forward with our management of state trust lands. I think it also was a call for a greater state awareness. A lot of the discussion went well beyond trust lands. And involves how other agencies interact with tribal governments and the need for government-to-government relationships to be built and strengthened amongst all of our state agencies, both within the executive of the governor and among the land board members. That's it.
Thanks, Director. Before I open it up for public comment, is there an action item that we need to take, or ultimately this is just a report of summary of the meeting?
Governor, this is a report from the meeting, and Sonia, who did an absolutely fantastic job organizing it, will probably present a little bit of information, although I probably walked over her entire presentation. But I think, you know, it takes a real a person to take the lead and really spark it, and our Forestry Bureau Chief did that for the department, and I'd welcome some comments from her as well.
Is there any public comment? Is there a show of hands for public comment? Let's open it up for public comment. Would you like to speak, or did John take? Yep.
Governor, members of the board, for the record, my name is Sonia Gurman. I'm with DNRC Trustlands Forest Management Bureau. And I would say that the director did an eloquent job covering all the points that I was going to cover, but I'm certainly available for any questions.
Thank you. Additional public comment? And please just state who you are, spell your name if it's complex, and who you're representing, if someone other than yourself, sir.
Sir. My name is Bob O'Boyle. I represent the Chippewa Cree tribe of the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation, North Central Montana. I'd like to say that we really appreciated the opportunity to meet with you guys in October and get everybody together. We really are hoping that this is the first step in a long-term relationship in working on cultural resources with state lands. And like your board member said, that we have a lot of interest in other areas, and I think that building that relationship is very important. We look forward to meeting with you guys at Rocky Boy, having you there, see some of the things that we do day to day, and continue to build this relationship. We really, really look forward to it. A lot of times we have meetings, and the meeting is really good, and it ends there. And so we hope, and it sounds hopeful, that this will continue, and we really look forward to continuing this dialogue that began in October. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Any additional public comment? Comments or questions from members of the board?
Governor, if I may, I just want to commend the staff for putting on an excellent program, and the facilitator was very good too. I don't believe she's here today, but it was, I think, very well worth the time, and I look forward to collaborating with my colleagues to make sure we have some follow-through.
Thanks, Attorney General. Additional comment?
I also just want to commend the staff and Sonia on her leadership on this effort. She did a great job. We met several times, and I know she worked really diligently to call all the tribes and make sure that they were present and worked with them on the agenda, and so I just want to thank you. I thought you did a great job. I think it came together. The meeting was awesome. But I also am interested in the follow-up and how that's going to work. And as we continue this partnership with each of the tribes, I think it's really important to sort of just stay involved and stay informed. But thanks for all the work from the staff.
Additional public comment. I would just add also, I want to thank Superintendent Juneau for making sure that this was in the forefront of our mind, and I had the opportunity to attend part of it, was really impressed with the work that the department did, and you did, Sonia, as well. So thank you for all of your work on it. We now move to the part of the agenda where there's the opportunity for public comment of items that weren't on the agenda. Is there anyone that would like to comment today? Is there any public comment? See none.
Governor, I would just like to introduce our leadership, DNRC. The reason why the on a very small agenda there's a fairly large audience is
thanks for answering that question for all of us, Director.
DNRC has filled the ranks with its own, and we have a two-day leadership training starting this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and going through tomorrow and the next. This is a four-part series, and about 40 of our employees are going through it. This one is focused on the legislative process and what goes on in Helena. Our first one was in Missoula, and there'll be a couple more upcoming. But
Governor, members of the board, I just want to say thank you to everyone at the DNRC for all their hard work. But I also want to say that I've decided today I'm officially old, because I sat down and I looked over at the Attorney General and I said, what are all these students doing here? And then I found out you were from the DNRC and were staff, and I was like, oh, I am officially old.
Yeah, and as we look out, we know that this is also the next generation that will be leading both as directors and the senior members of the land board. So thanks for taking the interest. I apologize that your director didn't have a more robust agenda for you today, so you couldn't actually see the multifaceted work that this board does. But thanks for being here today, and also thanks for the work that you do on behalf of the entire public, not just the department. Is there a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.